Empire, KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. The Apple Fire, which started Friday afternoon near Cherry Valley, is continuing to spread to the north across the head of the Mill Creek Canyon and east into the San Gorgonio Wilderness. As the fire burns into the wilderness, the vegetation is becoming sparse, limiting fire intensity. The most significant fire behavior Monday was in the area of Millard Canyon on the east side of the perimeter. Fire activity is being driven primarily by record low moisture content of the vegetation combined with high temperatures and low relative humidity. Efforts to combat the Apple Fire were multi-focused on Monday. Firefighters began to assess and prepare for the potential of structure threats in Forest Falls, Oak Glen, and the nearby areas. Fire crews are constructing fire line by hand and with bulldozers along the west perimeter and across the ridge between Oak Glen and Forest Falls. Crews engaged the most active area of the fire on the east perimeter. On the south perimeter, established fire lines are being improved. Pockets of heat and vegetation near the line are being located and extinguished to further reduce the potential of the fire escaping the line. Damage assessment teams are deployed and will be surveying the fire area for damage to structures and infrastructure. As of late last night, 26,850 acres have burned. 2,565 personnel are fighting the blaze. Riverside County health officials advised San Gorgonio Pass residents to avoid outdoor activity as much as possible to minimize exposure to smoke and ash from the Apple Fire. According to the County Department of Public Health, remaining indoors with air conditioners running and windows closed provide the best means of reducing inhalation of unhealthy air. An air filtering system within a home or business was also recommended. Cases of COVID-19 in Los Angeles have surged since early June, and so too have suggestions that the Black Lives Matter protests are to blame for the increase. Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols examined those claims.
Many of these claims are on social media. Some are from conservative groups and even State Senate Republican leader Shannon Grove of Bakersfield. They've posted photos of the demonstrations and strongly hinted that they're to blame for rising infections. Top officials in Los Angeles have acknowledged there's a possible connection. Here's the county's public health director, Barbara Ferrer, in late June.
It's highly likely, given the increased numbers that we're seeing, that some of this is, in fact, people who may have been in a crowded situation at one of the protests where there was spread.
But Ferrer and other health experts say it's difficult to prove the link. That's because people were gathering for Mother's Day, Memorial Day, and businesses were reopening in the weeks right before.
Even before the protests started, LA had a problem.
That's Stanford biologist Erin Mordecai. She has studied mobility data and the transmission of the virus in Los Angeles since the pandemic started.
The county was already seeing increased growth in the epidemic, and that growth has been pretty consistent.
She says it's certainly possible the protests contributed. However,
we didn't see a jump in transmission immediately after the protests started. So I think in terms of epidemiological evidence, at least that kind of indirect evidence, we don't really have that evidence yet.
We asked the county's health department how many people who have tested positive for COVID-19 reported being at one of the protests within 2 weeks of starting to show symptoms. The county did not provide that data. In the end, we don't have definitive information linking the protests to LA's spike in cases. There's a lack of data on this topic, but there were also plenty of other sources for transmission leading up to these events. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.